strength. So I think I just stopped some kind of horrible gay batching with my confusion, with my powers of confusion. So my next stop after Mobile, I went to Nashville. And in Nashville, I performed in an anarchist theater collective. Have any of you performed in an anarchist theater collective? Really? I like that you nodded so enthusiastically, but you're like, no, I did not. I have not performed in an anarchist theater collective. Which means somebody's offered you this, but you were wise enough to say no, right? Smarter than me. That is what we've learned from this interaction. So the Anarchist Theater Collective, it was actually a shed, I think. It was more or less a shed. And it had been condemned two nights previous after they were having some kind of heavy metal concert, which I can't even imagine how you would have a heavy metal band in a shed. It just seems beyond, I can't even imagine how that would happen. And so it had been condemned, and so nobody wanted to come. And so, but my biological sister lives in Nashville, and she was like, well, I don't care, I'm coming to this show. So at the Anarchist Theater Collective, where three strangers, you know, folks I didn't know, my sister Pat, who I kind of barely know, my biological sister, who's an accountant, and my friend Sideshow Benny. Now, some of you may know Sideshow Benny. Whenever they need somebody to demonstrate how deep you can put a nail in your skull, he is the person they pull on TV, right? So, of course, as you can imagine, things at the Anarchist Theater Collective did not start on time. And so Sideshow Benny and my sister had like an hour to get acquainted. So I don't know what Sideshow Benny and my sister the accountant talked about, but I noticed that they friended each other on Facebook. So I felt like really my work was done. Okay, so my next thing I had to do is I had to take a Greyhound bus from Nashville, Tennessee to Huntsville, Alabama. And on the Greyhound, it was just me and two guys that got out of prison, had just gotten out of prison. And I knew that they had just gotten out of prison because as they got on the bus, they yelled, hey, we just got out of prison. And then they were so excited, they were like, oh my God, there's a chick on this bus. I was like, I am so sorry. That you have been deprived of female companionship for what only I can imagine is a long time. And I am the chick on your bus. And I don't even know what a suck job is. So the bus kept breaking down, and I was like, I had like kind of some ideas of what I would do if different things happened, but I hadn't really planned for the bus breaking down. Well, I had a little bit of a backup plan. Grindr, right? Because I was like thinking, like if the bus broke down in the middle of nowhere near Huntsville, Alabama, I would just get on Grindr, and I'm sure somebody looking for a suck job would be so thrilled. Be like, hi, can you please help me? I'm lost, thanks. Wait, where are you going? I'm pretty sure I have a picture of a dick somewhere. But the guys were so fantastic because they were like, they could see I was a little bit like, what are we going to do if this bus breaks down? And they're like, don't worry, we totally will protect you. We totally will protect you if anything happens. And I was like, I was actually really touched by that. And the other guy said, yeah, and it's not like we're those other kind of criminals. Like, we really did it. You can see why my heart was kind of warmed by that, right? All right. My last place that I stopped on my Southern tour was, how many people are familiar with the Million Moms Conference? You know the Million Moms Conference? Okay, so the Million Moms is the allegedly grassroots organization started by, allegedly by moms, to combat abominations is the word they use in the media, right? So they were really upset when Ellen had the JCPenney contract. That's one of the things they were really upset about. Yeah, you guys know it's not even a big deal. You're like, really? Really? That's what you're worried about? So anyway, the Million Moms, they're actually funded by the American Family Association, and they're headed by a guy who I believe does not identify as a mom, actually. So anyway, so they have, my mom, when I came out to her, she ripped up my birth certificate and sent it to me. I know, right? That trigger warning for my mom ripping up my birth certificate and sending it to me. wouldn't that be hilarious if my mom had written trigger warning on the outside of the envelope? Safe space. My mom made a safe space to tear up my birth certificate. That was an ouch, mom. Actually, when I went to get it, I was born in Chicago, and so I went to Cook County to get it, replaced. And the guy looked at the pieces and looked at me, and he looked at the pieces and looked at me. He goes, you know, we get a lot. He just signed it and just he expedited it. He said, we get a lot of ones that look like you from people who look like you. I was like, oh. but after 10 years, my mom kind of came around. And I was like, well, you know what? If one mom can come around, then a million moms can come around. So I thought I should go to their conference. And talk to them about it. Although my friend D'Lo pointed out that it took my one mom 10 years, there's probably something wrong with my math because I had a million moms and only a weekend. But anyway. So I knew, because I'm a good queer, I knew the best way, what's the best way to get really involved in something and really, like, if you're going to go to a conference, how do you make sure that you make friends and, besides wearing a name tag that says, I want to be fucked?
You volunteer,
right, exactly. So I set up an email that said, KellySueLovesJesus@yahoo.com. I asked one of my friends, do you think that's too much? And she goes, no, I think that's just enough. So I volunteered. So I talked with the volunteer coordinator, Heather, the most enthusiastic person in the world. And she's like, now Kelly Sue, because that's my real name. Didn't even have to change my name. Kelly Sue, this just sounds like, you just sound so friendly on the phone. I think, you know what? I think we'd like you to be a greeter. How would that be? And I thought, I don't know how it would be. Let's see. So I showed up at the Million Moms Conference, and I didn't know what to wear, you know? So I settled on an Old Navy American flag t-shirt. I felt like that scene in The Birdcage where the one guy is explaining why he left Playboys in the bathroom, and he's like, what? It's what they like. So me and my cargo shorts and my Old Navy t-shirt and probably these exact tennis shoes show up, and Heather looks at me and says, actually, I think we have another volunteer job for you. Apparently, she did not want this to be the face of the Million Moms Conference. So her suggestion was that I sell merch. Do you know, especially for the keynote speaker, and do you know who the keynote speaker is for the Million Moms Conferences? Sarah Palin. So that meant I could spend 36 hours talking about Sarah Palin's book. That was too much. Somehow that was too much for me. So I did what any adult mature person would do. For the rest of the volunteer meeting, I ran and hid behind a potted plant. Now, I'm actually a large person, and the potted plant wasn't that large. So to say that I hid behind the potted plant is actually overstating a bit. I crouched in an embarrassed manner behind the potted plant. And if you've ever spent 45 minutes crouched behind an artificial plant at a conservative Christian women's conference, it gives you a lot of time to think about your life. It occurred to me, perhaps it was not going well. So anyway, I had anticipated that this might have been a possibility, so I bought one of the cheaper tickets and I just went as an attendee. And anyone who asked me why was this there, I would do the whole spiel. My name is Kelly Dunham. I'm a queer stand-up comic. I'm traveling through the rural South, blah, blah, blah. Sexual orientation and gender identity. And one was just like, so you're looking for Jesus then? And I was like, close enough. That's it. Yeah. We're all just kind of looking for Jesus. So the very last thing, with the of the Million Moms Conference was Sarah Palin's keynote speech. And if you ever went to a 90s Ani DeFranco concert, you have experienced a similar level of female frenzy. Women were going crazy. They were yelling, "We love you, Sarah." I guess the no homo, no homo was implied. And I was sitting like 10 feet from the stage, to the left of her, and I was looking, and as she was spinning her own particular brand of craziness, I was looking at her in her skirt and listening to what she was saying, and I just kept thinking, why does Sarah Palin have to be so hot? Hot? Why is she so hot? God, I hate that. And I kept thinking, if I could just fist Sarah Palin. It wouldn't even have, it could just be three fingers. It wouldn't even have to be, right? Like just, I think both our lives would be so much better. You know, I said that at the Philadelphia Trans Health Conference, and the host afterwards got up and said, I guess we should have had a trigger warning for that. And I was like, a trigger warning for fisting Sarah Palin? Like everyone else who was fisting Sarah Palin and had a traumatic experience? The environmental cues would not would not make them re-experience it? Anyway, so as she was talking all these sports analogies, and it was, you know, in Birmingham, so it was like all this football stuff, and I was like, I had no idea what she was talking about. And I was like, I'm gonna let out this long depressed sigh when I realized that Sarah Palin is actually more butch than I am.